Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is the Good Health Granny, and it's good to be back. I would like to tell some of the newcomers what it is that I do. I serve grandparents who want to leave a legacy of good health for their grandkids. This is important to me because according to the experts who track trends in our society, we are in a place in time where this generation of kids are actually dying before their time because of the lifestyle choices that they're making. Unfortunately, they think these lifestyle choices are the norm, and I have taken it upon myself and hopefully have other grandparents that agree with me that it is our responsibility as grandparents to change the tide for this trend by making this generation, and this is my vision, this is my goal, to make this generation of kids more health conscious than any generation in the past, that they will know exactly what they need to do to keep their health. They will understand how important it is to have good health throughout their life. But how do we do this? How can we make our grandkids, let alone the kids of this generation in general, how do we make our grandkids understand the importance of having good health? Well, what it boils down to is trust. We have to make sure they trust us enough that they'll listen to what we say. That means that they have to have a relationship with us, a good relationship, where they feel like that they can confide in us and that they feel like that our word means something. They don't want to hear us say things like, do as I say and not as I do. Don't smoke, but then I'm sitting here smoking. You don't need to drink sodas, but I'm sitting here drinking sodas. They don't need to see us do that. They look at that as hypocritical, and it shuts them off, turns them off to listening to anything that we have to say. I really believe that there's a lot of positive improvements being made to change this tide. But we have to do our part. We can't depend on the government. We can't depend on the schools. We can't depend on anyone, even their own parents. We can't depend on all the time. More and more parents are becoming very conscious about their kids' health, and I'm very grateful for that. But in so many cases, parents are so busy, just like we were when our kids were young, making a living, putting a roof over their head, making sure that they have all their needs met. They don't always have time to spend listening to their kids. They don't always have time to spend sharing and teaching and showing by example what it means to have good health. So it's up to us. We as grandparents, I envision a group of grandparents coming together to rescue this generation of grandkids. And really, that's where the Good Health Granny comes in. It's my way of building an army of grandparents that are going to change history and will use all the tools available to us in any way that we can to make sure that our grandkids, the kids of this generation, are the healthiest kids, that the healthiest people that have ever lived. Because there's so much knowledge now on what we can do to make a difference in our own health. And we need to share that knowledge, that information with our grandkids. And if that means that we have to learn ourselves, then let's do it. You know, most of us pretty much know what it is that we need to do. We don't always do it, but we pretty much know. But there's always things that we can learn. We can always do research. We may have a little more time than our kids do to make that difference in our grandkids' life. All this past week and the week before that, what I've been doing is kind of a class that is Healthy Lifestyle 101. And it's just going back to the basics. I think that what we need maybe is a refresher course, because if we take a refresher course, then it's fresh in our mind, and then we can share it with our grandkids. So last week I talked about stress. If you didn't get some of that information, go to my Facebook page, The Good Health Granny, and look for the videos, the YouTube videos about stress, and look at some of the articles that I put in there. But this past week, what I've been talking about is sleep. Sleep, we all know if humans don't get enough sleep, they actually could die. We know that. But did you know that not enough sleep can contribute to several health problems, such as weight gain, high blood pressure, decreased immune system? This makes us more prone to colds, flus, viruses. But what about our grandkids? Are they getting enough sleep? And if not, how is that actually affecting them? Some of the signs that indicate they may not be getting enough sleep are they overly emotional? Do they have explosive temper tantrums, easily hurt feelings? They are impatient. You know, as grandparents that love our grandkids, we really want them to have everybody else to love them the same way we do. So we like for them to be on their best behavior. And when they have these kind of explosive temper tantrums, they get hurt and they pout, or they're impatient. These are things that reflect on them with the people around them. And it's also not good for their health, come to find out. They may have difficult time waking up in the morning if they're not getting enough sleep. They may have a hard time concentrating or focusing during play. They may take long naps or even a lot of naps. They could get hyperactive. They could be defiant or contrary in behavior. They might have difficulty falling asleep. That's being overtired. I don't know about you, but when I get overtired, I have a hard time sleeping. And they feel this too. You know, they're just little people like us. They have the same traits. It just comes out sometimes more exaggerated. Falling asleep as soon as they hit the pillow. Sleep should take about 20 minutes for a healthy sleeper. So if they actually go to sleep too fast, then they're overtired. Their appetite might increase. A lot of times, again, I go back to myself, if I am not getting enough sleep, then I find out that I eat more. I don't know if it's subconscious or what it is, but I always want to eat everything in sight, and what I really need to do is go to bed. And our grandkids are the same way. They may be accident prone. They may be clumsy. They may talk a lot. They may have more questions than normal. Just a very frenzied conversation, you might say. All of these things are signs that our grandkids are not actually getting enough sleep. But then you might ask yourself, well, how much is enough? I had a friend today when I was talking to him about his son. He asked me, how much is enough sleep? Because really, do we know? Has anybody ever really told us? So you hear, you know, 8 hours, but is that what kids need? So in really, it's not. I was totally shocked when I found out how much sleep children need. Newborns actually need 16 to 18 hours a day. To me, that is so excessive, but it's true. You know, when I look back at remember when my kids were babies, they slept a lot. I don't remember how many hours a day, but according to the experts, the sleep experts on children, it's 16 to 18 hours a day. Now, that's newborns, but preschool-age children, it goes down to 11 to 12 hours a day, and that's still a lot of sleep. That's half their time, but they need that amount of sleep. School-age children, at least 10 hours a day. So you know, if they go to bed at 9 o'clock at night and they wake up at 7, then they have had enough sleep. And it may take time to work them into a habit of doing this. Again, I know in myself, who used to have sleep problems, it did take me time to rearrange my body clock, my inner clock, so that I could get enough sleep. Teens, they need 9 to 10 hours a day. So they do need more sleep than what adults do. But they tend to maybe not want to sleep as much, unless it's on weekends, of course. But adults need 7 to 8 hours a day, and I've actually heard 7 to 9 hours. My personal preference, my body likes to sleep about 7 hours, and then it's done sleeping, and it automatically wakes up. So everybody's body is different, but sleep is very important. If you routinely lose sleep or choose to sleep less than needed, your sleep loss actually adds up. The total sleep lost is called sleep debt. For example, if you lose 2 hours of sleep each night, you'll have to sleep debt of 14 hours after the end of the week. That's a lot of hours to have to make up for. Getting enough sleep is good for your health. And here's a few tips to improve your sleep. Set a schedule, go to bed and wake up at the same time. Exercise 20 to 30 minutes a day, but no later than a few hours before going to bed. Avoid caffeine and nicotine late in the day. Don't give your grandkids Cokes, you know, late in the day, because that has caffeine in it. Relax before bed. Have a warm bath, reading or another relaxing routine, and do this with your grandkids. Create a room for sleep. Avoid bright lights and loud sounds. Keep the room at a comfortable temperature, and don't let them watch television or work on the computer in the bedroom. And try to make sure that they turn that off 30 minutes to an hour before you want them to go to sleep. I know we can't be with our grandkids every night to make sure these things happen. We can make sure when they sleep over, but how do we deal with the nights that they aren't with us? Talk to their parents, not in a bossy way, telling them how to raise their kids, because you don't want to do that. That alienates the parents. But find a way to be able to share the information that you learn. Do some research and find a way on how to share that. Generally, the main thing that we're doing for our grandkids is just letting them know that we're there, encouraging them to have these healthy lifestyles. We can't do it for them, but we can give them the information that they need. We can encourage them and praise them when they do it right. A lot of this stuff that I'm talking about here, you're going to find on my Facebook page. I need you to join and participate in the Good Health Granny Facebook page. Talk to other grandparents. Start talking to your own grandkids and sharing ways that they can improve their lifestyle. Next week, we're going to actually talk about hydration, water. And this is going to be very interesting. You might think, what can I learn about hydration? But you will be very surprised. So thank you very much for listening, and be sure and plug into the Good Health Granny on my Facebook page. Be part of that army of grandparents that want our grandchildren to be the healthiest kids on the face of the earth for their entire life. So I will talk to you next week. Thank you very much.